Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So another podcaster is being cancelled, this time for shagging too many women. Terrible, isn't it? This man is jacked, handsome, intelligent, and he's got a great beard. I know what you're thinking. It's not me. No, this is 48-year-old Andrew Huberman, who actually is a professor of neurology and ophthalmology at Stanford University. Now, you might have seen this guy before on Joe Rogan and podcasts like that, where he will offer up hacks to improve your life using science-based evidence as to why you should have X amount of sleep or do ice baths or all of that other crazy shit people are doing these days. That might not sound crazy to you, but you know, why do you have to just post about your ice bath all the time? Imagine people from the past seeing us doing this, and they were like, wait, this, so you've got hot running water, but you're choosing to jump in a bath full of ice because you think it makes you live longer. Right, okay. But it would seem that a lot of people have found benefit from listening to Andrew Huberman give advice on how to live a healthier life. Now onto the cancellation, because the New York Magazine have done an expose about this guy, detailing how he had six women on the go at one time, and journalist Kerry Howley specifically seems to have been talking to one of the girls in particular. Interestingly, this main chick that they've interviewed, they've given her the nickname of Sarah and not given her real name over, despite the fact that nothing, to my knowledge, that she's accused him of in this article is illegal, which is normally the reason you would do that. Automatically, I'm a little bit skeptical here as to how serious this is. I'll read a bit of the article and you can get an idea of how it goes. Sarah was someone who could talk to anyone about anything. She was dewy and strong and in her mid-40s, though she looked a decade younger. Really? We'll go with it. With two small kids from a previous relationship. For a start, she was lucky he was even entertaining her straight off the bat. She came across as scattered in the way she jumped readily from topic to topic in conversation. That would annoy me. Scatterbrains. Irritating. But she was, in fact, extremely organized. She was a woman who kept track of things. Well, I mean, that's probably how she caught him cheating. She was an entrepreneur who could organize a meeting, a skill she would need later for reasons she could not possibly have predicted. I'm already gone. That's because she eventually gets all the other women together and they have a little roundup of what's been going on, basically. You didn't get them either, did you? Nah, me neither. Should we all make each other feel better about it now in a little WhatsApp group? Sorry, I've gone already. I'm going to try and give her a chance. She basically got with him right before his career was about to take off. And as we all know, when a man's career takes off, he makes a shitload more money, gets a shitload more famous, his options change. And men are only as loyal as their options. I was never sitting around him, she said. She cooked for him and it felt good. When he relished what she had made. Relished. Ate the food. He enjoyed it. Yeah, he enjoyed it. Of course he did. And interestingly, she's added that she decided to have unprotected sex with him because she believed they were monogamous. Also, at 40 odd, you're probably not going to have a kid, are you? And it does feel better. So, I respect your decision. And that is 100% her decision, remember. She consented. She's happy to go forward. That's all on you. She then planned to introduce him to her family and friends at Thanksgiving, and he didn't show up, which, yeah, it's a bit crappy. It's not worth an article, like, but shit happens, you know what I mean? Probably got a better offer. No, he fucking probably did, though. That's obviously how he was operating. The article continues that Huberman disappearing was something of a pattern. As it writes, the list of reasons for not showing up included a book, timestamping a podcast, Costello his dog, wildfires, and a meetings tunnel. I mean, he is just a busy guy, though. I mean, his dog might have been sick. Wildfires is a pretty good excuse. He's a fucking professor with a world-renowned podcast. I'd expect them to be busy. No one thinks of this when they want a man who earns more money than the average dude. They think, oh, well, you must have this just as amount of free time as an average dude does.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, in their digging, they've also spoken to a guy who used to know Huberman called Scott Carney, and he's spoken about how Huberman can be a bit of a flake.
We established a tentative friendship, and after I finished the reporting, he invited me out to Oakland to hang out with him with the plan that we would head out on a 2 or 3 day camping trip. I was excited, not because he was famous or any of that, just because I wanted an interesting friend.
So you weren't excited because he was famous, yet you've made a video about it. He's already admitted he wasn't even close friends with him. He said a tentative friendship. Do you make videos about everyone who makes plans with you and it doesn't happen? Just checking, because it does seem like him being famous is a fucking key component in all of this.
So I packed a bag, I booked a ticket from Denver, and I rented a car.
Look at your own one.
But when I showed up at his house, dude wasn't there. I mean, he said that he had some work to do. There were some text messages and there was a grant deadline, I guess. And he basically ghosted me for like roughly 18 hours.
He texted you to say he had to go to work, which is why he wasn't there. So he acknowledged you. Ghosting is not acknowledging you exist. So he didn't ghost you. I'm not even defending the guy, but just be accurate.
I stayed at his house alone for the entire day with his dog, Costello, who was on the couch, not moving very much.
Was the dog rude for not entertaining you? Was the dog supposed to get you a cuppa? Sometimes dogs don't move very much. He let you into his house, trusted you with his home and his pet, didn't just say, right, fuck off then, as you insinuated by saying he ghosted you, and he let you in while he was at work. Now you're making a video about it. What the fuck?
Eventually, we did go on some short day hikes where we talked about neuroscience and nerve regeneration.
They went out for a walk, they had a chat, just as promised. It wasn't quite camping. I don't know why he was looking forward to the camping bit so much. I have my suspicions, let me tell you. I've got a suspicion that he might have packed the two-person sleeping bag. That's all I'm gonna say. It's gonna be romantic in the mountains.
It was interesting. He did say some pretty weird things about sex there. Maybe I'll get into that in a different video.
Oh, this guy, he's trying to make him sound like he's some deviant just because he fucking didn't take you out for the full 3 days, you fucking dick. Making a video about it. Go and cry harder. Imagine you're thinking about making plans with this geezer. You've got him in your phone book. He messages, fantasy going camping. I'm like, I feel like I fucking have to. You might do a tell-all if I don't, you fucking loser.
Later, he invited me to swim with sharks with him, not virtual ones, but real ones. But he said that I would need to get a diving certification to make it happen first. So I spent the summer learning to scuba dive here in Denver, which is a mile above sea level.
You already know he really fancied him now, because this man learned how to scuba dive to spend more time with him. He has a crush on him. This is like on 10 Things I Hate About You, where the guy learns French to teach the girl French. It's the same shit, basically. He fancied him.
And it cost me about $1,000 and like 3 or 4 weeks of classes.
The guy didn't put a gun to your head and say, learn how to scuba dive. Like, this is your own decision. There's not a second of him taking any responsibility for the fact that I could have just said, yeah, I don't know how to scuba dive, so I'm going to have to sit this one out, mate. That was an option, by the way.
But the day before we were supposed to go, he cancelled that trip again.
I agree. He's a flake. Absolutely fine. But none of this is really nasty, evil behaviour. And now, a word from our sponsors. Do you want the greatest pair of underwear ever created to be touching your skin? Well, you're in luck, because we are now sponsored by Sheath Underwear, the greatest creators of underwear ever. So if you're sick of underwear that's too tight or too loose, Sheath is for you. And it's not just for you, it's for the UFC, because they also sponsor the UFC. Their stretchy fabric is made out of moisture wicking technology. They're super soft, keeping everything cool and comfortable and in the right place. And the great thing about Sheath is that they have dual pouches that keep your man parts separated, which prevents them from sticking together. So if you're putting your underwear on in the morning and wanting them to still feel fresh later in the evening, this is the brand for you. If you imagine the kind of underwear James Bond would wear, it's Sheath. And they've even got brand new materials like bamboo and mesh for even more cooling comfort. So what you're waiting for? Jump into the future and get the most comfortable underwear you've ever worn in your life. Just click the link in the description below, and you can use the code TRUE, that's T-R-U-E, all block capitals, for 20% off your order. That's sheathunderwear.com, and then the code is TRUE for 20% off. So thanks to Sheath for keeping us all cool and comfortable, but for now, Enjoy the video. And as the article continues, it says, according to Sarah, when they would fight, it would be because Andrew would fixate on her past choices, the men she had been with before, the two children she'd had with another man. What would he say about them? Are we going to leave that open-ended? And I'm going to assume that if you're leaving it open-ended, it's because what he was saying wasn't really that bad, because this is a hit piece where we're even pulling this guy up on, like, not showing up on time or not showing up. Clearly, if you're going to go into that level of detail, anything really bad he says is going to be in here. So if you're leaving open-ended, it's because the truth isn't really that bad. And actually leaving it open-ended makes it sound worse than what it really was. Although Sarah does say, I experienced his rage. She recalls 2 or 3 days of yelling in a row. Now, the way that's written, you'd assume he just yelled non-stop for 3 days. It's not like that, is it? You had 3 arguments or something. Again, remember, everything is being exaggerated. When he was in this state, he would go on till 11 or 12 at night and sometimes start again at 2 or 3 in the morning. It takes 2 to tango. So her putting all of the blame on him, I just don't accept. I'm not saying he wasn't a prick, but for you to be up in the middle of the night arguing with one another, you have to have someone to argue with. And again, not a shred of accountability or acceptance that I also could have been better in any way, shape, or form. And whenever that's the case, I'm always skeptical because none of us are perfect. She doesn't say anything about, here's what we had an argument about. I thought this, he thought that, here was his position, here was my position. She doesn't say any of that. So because there's no context given, it's entirely possible she is being completely unreasonable also. And again, if you're going to all this trouble to cancel a man and to put his career in jeopardy, we're going to need a bit more. Now, apparently they've roped Sarah's friends into this for comment. Friends. It could be anyone, right? They could have just made it up. But Sarah had said, I just want to be with my kids and cook for my man. And her friends apparently have said, who says that? I've known her for 30 years and she's a powerful, decisive, strong woman. We grew up in a very feminist community. That's not a thing either of us would say. It's a wonder she didn't end up with him, isn't it? I just want to be with my kids and cook for my man. If your mates are saying to you, that's not a thing you should really be saying, is it? I guarantee your mate's also a dateless wonder, if I'm honest with you. On what planet is wanting to be with your kids and cooking for your man a bad thing to come out with? She's a powerful, decisive, strong woman though. So apparently they can't cook for their man and look after kids. Fucking idiots, honestly. Her friend also added, I found him very stressful to be around. So much of this is just complete and utter waffle. If you're going to do a hit piece, you better have some solid information, some facts, and things that are going to outrage people. This is just waffle. The same friend had also said, I don't want to be the most negative, non-supportive friend just because of my personal observations and disgust over somebody. So he disgusted you, did he? If you're going to say someone's disgusting, you've got to say what about him. Was it the fact that he's a scientist and very intelligent? Clearly a good looking dude because he's getting all this attention. Famous, rich, what was it? I tell a lie, Shah's actually given one example of what did it for her. Apparently it was because he said, oh, my dog needs his blanket this way. And I'm like, your dog is just laying there and super cozy. Why are you being weird about the blanket? Well, 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 I think we've found out the real problem here. Call the RSPCA. This man fusses over his dog too much. I mean, if there's one thing that disgusts me, it's a caring pet owner. So as things developed, Sarah decided, I'm going to have a little look through Andrew's journal. Just an invasion of privacy there. Think of it what you want. She did discover a reference to other women, and she said she was gutted. And he said to her, I hear that you're angry and you're hurt, and I will hear you as long and as much as you need. I do like the lines there. If you get caught, that's a pretty good line. It's a shitty thing to do, obviously, if they were, in fact, in a monogamous relationship. We've only got her words to say that that is the case. Obviously, other women will tell you different by the sounds of it. And weirdly, the article literally goes from him getting caught cheating straight to they wanted children together. It seems like she acknowledged the cheating was going on and she decided, I'm all right with it. Do you know why? I've got a hunch. Probably because men like Andrew Huberman, they're not really a dime a dozen, are they? You're not just going to find another one anyway. So she made the decision, which she isn't acknowledging here and taking any accountability for. Coincidence? I think not. It's what the fucking whole article's been like. That she had allowed it. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that makes it fine, or that Huberman's golden, or he's a legend, or anything like that. But the point is, you made the decision to continue on with the relationship. And she had begun the first of several rounds of IVF. Huberman denied that he and Sarah wanted to have children together, but he had said that they were deciding to create embryos via IVF. Now, that is that, right? So clearly there was some sort of baby making going on here, which does give credibility to her side of the story being she seemed like the main chick. But who the fuck knows, right? He might have been doing this with other women as well. Now, it then goes on to say that she actually tested positive for the clap and had caught a sexually transmitted infection, which she alleged is from Andrew. Now, the reason this is kind of amusing is because this guy is one of the smartest people on YouTube. Everyone thinks he's got all the answers. And he's out here just running the risk, man. Raw dogging the mall, just transferring shit to this one, to that one. That's wild, right? That is fucking wild. For a man of 48 years old to be caught up in this level of shit, it's wild. And I do have empathy for her for going through that, right? It's a shitty feeling, and she obviously trusted him. He's bang out of order for that, right? And at his age, he should fucking know better. He apparently has denied that he was the one who gave her it. I mean, yes, it arguably could have come from someone else before him or whatever, but like, realistically, I'm inclined to think that there's probably some truth in this one. They've then made reference to this podcast clip where Huberman is talking about affairs.
Women tend to have affairs with one person and become emotionally involved with that one person over time. Men tend to have affairs with a larger number of affair partners.
Variety.
You can't have long-term affairs with six different partners.
Yeah, unless he's juggling multiple phone accounts or something.
Right. And some men try to do that, but I think could be very taxing.
Yeah, well, and in this day and age, it's...
Do you know what's funny? I mean, according to body language experts, when we're like getting caught up in something that we're uncomfortable about, we'll blink a lot. This man is having an epileptic fit right now.
Easier to meet more people by virtue of online...
See, that's after I've said that. Fuck me.
Easier to get caught, meaning it's harder to conceal... Yes. Interactions, everything's in the cloud anyway. A good friend of mine who's...
Let's get off that. Let's move on to another thing. A good friend of mine. Now, here's the thing. When you're as smart as this dude is, you probably think you can get away with that. Just a little note out there for all men. You're all dumb, even him. Just don't do it. That's honestly, lads, honestly, just don't do it, man. I know you might be a surprise coming from me, but I'm a changed man. And if I can change, we all can. All right. So now Sarah and Huberman are living together, and apparently his rage intensified, whatever that means. It doesn't really give specifics. She said that she felt herself getting smaller, constantly appeasing, apologizing to him again and again, saying, "I've been selfish, childish, and confused." When you get in a relationship with someone and you're living together, and you know it's another level of commitment, you will often find that you have to change to fit together, and you will learn people's likes and dislikes. And I think some of this is just par for the course. Again, she's not giving examples as to really what the specific issues were. And Huberman has denied that his rage intensified with cohabitation, saying that he's very much in control of his emotions. Now, obviously, with a hit piece like this, they would love to hit him where it hurts in his credentials and say that what he's saying in his podcast isn't true. They've kind of tried a little bit by saying that critics say he extrapolates wildly from limited animal studies, and he's basically using data to make giant leaps to give conclusions that aren't necessarily true. But still, there's nothing there. They're not really hitting the nail on the head by any means. They've even brought up like how far away he lives from Stanford University as a sign of like, oh, is he really doing all these studies at Stanford? Is he really this guy? And Stanford have literally corroborated his entire story. But yeah, he's here. He works. He's doing all the studies. Everything he says is true, which is embarrassing for these people. You've dug and you've dug and you've dug, and all you've got is he cancels sometimes and he's been, you know, having a few women on the go. All right. It's not perfect. Is he supposed to be? Oh, he's in the public eye, so he's supposed to be. I forgot about that. Now, when it comes to talking about the other women that Huberman had on the go, Sarah would talk to Huberman about them. Apparently, she said he would say that they were stalkers, alcoholics, and compulsive liars. He told her that one of the women tore out her hair with chunks of flesh attached to it. Let's be honest, that could be true, though. Like, this man is a good-looking bloke, celebrity, all this money. Women don't want to lose him, and they will react badly if that's the case. That's possible. Apparently, he said that one woman fabricated a story about a dead baby to entrap him. I actually know people who've created stories like that to get a bloke feeling sorry for them. Oh, I've lost your baby. Now I've got to look after you and feel sorry for you. And boom. That's how you keep a hold of him at the start. I've seen that happen. And look, I'm not saying all of this is true and that she might even be making half of this up, but like, it's possible that some of what he was saying was true. Now, Sarah at the time apparently believed him. She said, well, he was a celebrity. He had to be careful. Yeah. Ironic, because one of them might be so fucking crazy, she goes to New York Magazine and sells a whole fucking story about you one day, mate. So these two now go on a camping trip where they're still doing this IVF, trying to get pregnant, apparently. She looks in his phone and finds text messages to another woman called Eve, where he's making arrangements to hook up with her at the weekend. That is absolutely mental, and I totally empathize with her on this one. Like, this is not good. Just to be clear, this is the second time she's caught him cheating. She's now gone into his phone, so she's clearly not trusting him anyway, and she's been proven right. You shouldn't trust him. And they're going through IVF. Apparently, Eve was an aesthetically beautiful actress, as opposed to the non-aesthetically beautiful people. The kind of woman where it's hard to look away. She was hot, and she was probably hotter than the one he was with. And it says, while Sarah exudes a winsome, chaotic energy, Eve is intimidatingly collected. Meaning, not only was she hotter, she was also, like, just better in every way. So Eve apparently met Andrew on social media, and they went for a swim in Venice, and he complimented her form. Fuck me. This guy was just throwing dick around. And look, you do have to think, at 48 years old, if this man's testosterone is good enough to keep six women occupied, then he probably does know some shit. Ironically, a lot of the people who were supposed to be put off by Huberman are kind of like, yeah, fuck me, I might need to listen to this guy. Not on relationships, but if physiologically, he's doing something right. Most 48-year-olds can't be asked to get out of the fucking sofa and put their slippers on. Sarah was viewing the Instagram stories of Eve. They started messaging, figured it out on a call, and rumbled them, well and truly. The weird bit is Sarah then moved out of the home, but apparently claimed to have continued a committed relationship with Huberman after that happened. So this is the second or third time you've caught him cheating big time. You've now moved out, but you're still in a relationship with him. Make it make sense. Huberman's side of the story, though, is that they were then separated at that point, which does make a bit more sense. Sarah then showed up at his house and found him on the couch with another woman. She could see him through the window, apparently, and she had said, if you're going to be a cheater, don't live in a glass house. Not to be confused with, if you're going to throw stones, don't live in a glass house. If you're going to cheat, don't live in a glass house. You have to laugh, because this guy's been making amateur mistakes. You know, we've all made them. But you think, 48 years old, being a fucking scientist on this level, the man who's got all the life hacks, he'd at least fucking think about this shit. Now, at this point, Sarah and Huberman are completely broken up, and he's moving on with his life. She, on the other hand, decides to form some sort of support network for every single woman he's slept with in the past fucking 3 years. I understand he's completely wrong. He's been an asshole, and he definitely deserves some criticism for that. I don't think he deserves to have a fucking article made about it. It's fucking mental. It's an invasion of privacy, for one thing. But yes, he's done some wrong things. He's treated people badly. But for you to spend however many hours talking to all these other women about he did this, he did that, what was he like with you, da, 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 da. You're wasting time where you could be out finding someone else, moving on with your life. It's fucking sad, man. And it's actually pathetic, if I'm being honest. If I was one of their friends, I'd say, how are you, man? You're a good looking woman. Get your groove back. Get out there. Get on a dating app. There might be another professor who's 6 foot odd and minted and famous. Probably not.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You could look. And on one of the little timelines that they did, Andrew apparently had slept with Sarah in his hotel. She'd left. Then the next day, he slept with Mary. Oh, and he was also texting Eve that day. I agree. It's shitty behaviour. And especially from a bloke who's nearly 50 fucking years old. Like, come on. Do you not want to settle down with just one lass and make life easy for yourself? And actually, I do think that someone who puts himself across as an educator, someone who has a lot of the answers to life, probably should be living his life in a better way, especially at his age. I don't even think people in their 30s should be behaving that way. And I found out the hard way. When fame comes, yes, you get a lot of attention and you handle it terribly, but I think a man of his age should definitely handle it better than he has. So I'm not defending the lifestyle, but I also think he's a man. When men get a load of attention from women, and I'm going to go out on a hunch here and say that he's a professor, he probably hasn't had the most attention from women his whole life, especially not now that he's famous. Like, this is a whole nother level to anything he's dealt with. He's going to fuck up. Yeah, probably. But the way this is written, Andrew Huberman's mechanisms of control, the private and public seductions of the world's biggest pop neuroscientist. Mechanisms of control. He's fucking texting them, organizing a shag. This is like, he's some criminal mastermind who's brainwashed women into being as like slaves or something, the way we're talking about that kind of title. Mental. Now, apparently these women are all planning some sort of weekend together in the summer where they'll all meet up and I guess discuss more about what it was like being with him. That is weird. You've got to move on with life. Go and find a new fucking bloke. Do you know if you're a bloke who meets one of these women and you're like, oh, you got anything planned for the summer? And they're like, yeah, just going to meet up with a bunch of girls. Oh, just old friends. Nah, we were all getting shagged by the same bloke and we made friends and we wrote a massive article about him. We thought we'd dob him in and make a real black mark on his name and hopefully get him cancelled. What about you? You doing anything this summer? You sound like a fucking psycho, man. He cheated on them. He didn't fucking kill anyone. The thing that he needs to understand, don't get me wrong, is you're now a celebrity. And what that means, unfortunately for you, as a wise man once told me, he might have been in the in-between us, you're now for sale. Every friendship you have, if anything goes wrong and they're no longer on the take, they'll sell the story about you. If any relationship doesn't pan out the way it was supposed to in the heads of other people, they'll sell their story on you. You are there to be sold, so you have to pick your fucking people carefully close to you. And no one knows this more than me. It's hard, and you've got to trust people and give people a chance, and you will get burned. But what you don't want to be doing is treating people like that. So long story short, do I think he should be cancelled? Not really. None of it calls into question, really, the validity of what Andrew Huberman says on his podcast to his audience. And that's what I'm about. You look at the Jay Shetty thing, I'm looking at what is he really telling people, and is his message contradicted in any way by what's really been going on in his life? None of this really, aside from the fact that he's had a few dodgy chats about cheating on people, which don't paint him in a great light, it doesn't mean that any of his science is flawed. Anyone out there who listens to podcasters and thinks that they're always right and that you should live your life by what a fucking podcaster tells you, you need to think about life. But no, let me know what you think in the comments, because this was a bit of a weird one. Should he be cancelled? Yes or no? But most of all, hit the like button, subscribe to the True Geordie YouTube channel, and I'll see you on the next one.